Creating Wealth Through Credit, Volume 1, Credit Building, Lessons They Don't Teach Us.
While it is no mystery that the youth of today are taught very little or nothing about finances and how money works, there is one particular area of finance where lack of knowledge and understanding is particularly evident. That is credit. Looking back, I would say credit is one of the most important lessons in life that I wish somebody had taught me around age 12. But sadly, no adult in my life ever did. My high school teachers and college professors never taught me how to build a good credit. Over 18 solid years, from elementary school to graduate school, there was neither a single class I had where finances were really discussed in any serious detail, nor any credit awareness class on what credit is and how it works. After years in education, you may be the smartest student in your class, but to get your dream house in your desired neighborhood, the school you went to doesn't matter. Your GPA doesn't matter. The program you study doesn't matter. All the distinction performances you got don't count. What matters more than those things is credit. A sound understanding of credit and how to use it to your advantage is of utmost importance to living a healthy financial life. In other words, to live a healthy financial life, your credit report is more important than your academic report. Although we all hope that after college, we will be able to begin life without the need of credit. But sadly, the reality is that 99% of graduates buy their first house with a mortgage loan, which requires credit, or an auto insurance, which we cannot get a good deal without credit. There are some religious people who think credit is evil. So these religious people speak against credit. However, for nearly all of those people who speak against credit, if you look through their lives, you will find out that they have willingly taken out loans, including student loans, mortgage loans, vehicle loans, personal loans, business loans, and all sorts of loans. They are comfortable taking out loans, but they have issues with credit. How could this be? It is due to misunderstanding of credit and credit cards. They usually confuse credit with credit cards. Credit is so much more than credit cards. For examples, we use credit when we finance a vehicle. We use credit for a better insurance premium. We use credit when we buy a house and obtain a mortgage to pay for it. We use credit when we take out student loans to pay for our children's college education. So when I talk about credit, I am not only talking about credit cards. I am talking about all types of credit, including loans. When the Bible talks about credit, it does so through the concept of borrowing. If you think credit is evil or ungodly, then you may want to read Deuteronomy 23:19. Also, in the book of Kings, 2 Kings 4, it is quite clear in the scriptures how borrowing, and for that matter, the concept of credit, is wisely used. It is not evil to take out a loan or use credit as long as it is used wisely. So what we need to ask is,
how does borrowing become wise?
Borrowing becomes wise when we use it to create wealth and sponsor community projects. Unwise borrowing, however, hinders wealth and causes us to be slaves to lenders. Therefore, join me to learn how we can use credit to create wealth.